This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We want to welcome the Rutstein family from Silver Spring who came here for Shabbos. We want to welcome Daniel and Yehonatan and their father,
Eli
from Silver Spring. Oh, they're the son-in-law of Rabbi Nasirov.
Fresh Meadows,
who used to be a neighbor of mine.
Yeah, I'm married to the second daughter. Nice. She's got five daughters and one son.
Very nice. Okay, so welcome everyone.
Yeah, but that's my voice. Listening to him.
Okay.
Anytime.
So I want to speak at a very interesting inyan. We've discussed part of this in the past, but Ein Beis HaMedrash B'li Chiddush. I want to share with you a very interesting hanhaga of one of the great all-time achronim, the Marshal, Rav Shlomo Luria. One of the great all-time achronim. He had a very interesting custom. As we know, the first night of Hanukkah, we make three brachas, lahadlik, shasanisim, and of course shachianu, and from there on we only make two. But the Marshal had a very interesting custom, and this custom is quoted in a number of sources, first in the Shari Tshuva. What's a Shari Tshuva? In any Mishnah Berurah, there are like two forgotten achronim that you have under the Shulchan Aruch. You have the Shari Tshuva and the Ber Hetev. In fact, they once asked the Chavetz Chaim, like everyone who publishes a Sefer, they publish their Sefer. Why did he put the Shari Tshuva and the Ber Hetev in the Mishnah Berurah? Like, what's it doing there? It's a Perush. The Chavetz Chaim is a Perush on the Shulchan Aruch. It's not a Perush on the Shari Tshuva Ber Hetev. So he said it's not, you know, he doesn't want to take over. You know, he wanted to leave covered for other achronim as well. Anyway, the Shari Tshuva brings down that the Marshal, I actually, this past summer, had a schus to be at his kever, the Yam Shel Shloimei. Actually, the Chassam Sofer writes that without the Marshal, we would never have been able to learn Gemara, because the Gersois, the texts, had become so corrupt over the years that we couldn't make heads or tails over the Gemara. And the Marshal sifted, and it was Menake or Menafe, the text of the Gemara. In fact, the Chassam Sofer says the only reason the Marshal was able to plummet the depth of the sugya is because the Marshal had clarified the precise text. Anyway, the Shari Tshuva says that the Rashal Kana Shel Kesef, the Marshal bought a silver menorah. Not sometimes, every year. Every year the Marshal would buy a silver menorah. Uvalel Sheini Hischal Hadlikah, he wouldn't light it the first night, he would only light it the second night. Why? This way, when you buy a new item, you're allowed to make a shachianu. So this way, the first night was shachianu was covered. The second night, why would you make a shachianu? So he would buy a new menorah, make a shachianu on the menorah. So he'd make lahadlik, shasanism, shachianu. The halach is when you buy a new item, you make the shachianu, not when you use it, but when you buy it. He says, Avsha b'shas kinyin yishavarech, even though you make the bracha when you buy it, mikomakim, there's a concept that you like to arrange brachas when you have other brachas to make. So since anyway he'd be making lahadlik, and anyway he'd be making sha'asa, so he would arrange the shachianu together with the others. Not nichal esader bracha shachianu im elu shtei brachas, says the Matei Moshe. Fine. So Shari Tshuva is quoting who? Shari Tshuva is quoting the Matei Moshe. Matei Moshe was the Talmud Muvak of the Marshal. His name is Rav Moshe Mas. And he was the primary disciple of the Marshal. So the Matei Moshe, I want to read to you what the Matei Moshe writes about his Rebbe. But we learn from the Matei Moshe really a beautiful language that he uses in describing the customs of his Rebbe, the Marshal. And he says like this. We know the Gemara says, G'doyla shimusha shel Torah yoyser milimuda. Greater is the service of Torah more than learning. Even though the greatest mitzvah in the world, of all the mitzvahs in the world, Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. Someone in Silver Spring sent me, he said, Rabbi, you know, I listened to the shiurim. Probably the main theme that you keep on speaking about that I got is that Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah. Like, so we like to say that. It's important to know. But there's something greater than Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah greater than Talmud Torah, and that is Shimush Talmid Chachamim. And there's a question. What is Shimush Talmid Chachamim? It's actually Machlokes Rishonim. Some learn it's literal. And that's what we're going to see in the Matei Moshe. That literal is to help Talmid Chachamim. To bring them food. To bring them drink. To bring why? Because when you associate that with them outside of the learning, that also has a tremendous influence on a person. The Gemara says to do business with one, to marry one's daughters to them, and so on and so forth, to associate with Talmid Chachamim. The other pshat is, literally, to hang around Talmid Chachamim in terms of learning. You know, some people like this. The shiur, oh, the shiur starts 9 o'clock. I'm there at 9 o'clock. The shiur's over 9:30. I'm out of here at 9:30. That's not when the main learning happens. The main learning happens in the time after the shiur. When somebody asks, what did you mean? But it says like this. What did you really mean? Oh, what did I really mean? That's when you hear the amkos, or the biur and the pirush. In other words, sometimes during the learning itself, you just get the generalities. But the subtleties, I would say, the subtleties are the people who sort of follow the Rebbe afterwards. Then they get to hear, oh, what was meant, what's the depth of it, what's the perish of it. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gedoyla Shimush Shatar Yes Limuda. And by the way, many Gedoyla Yisrael talk about the Shimush that they had for their Rabbeim. For example, who is that me?
Sam Sofer.
Sam Sofer writes all the time, Kishi Yatzakti Mayim Al Yidei Moiri, from Nathan Adler. Sam Sofer says that when he was young, he did not move his hand away from the side of Rav Nosson Adler. He serviced him wherever he went. Look, Sam Sofer was oilele, you know, it's one of the all-time greats. Anyway, here also the Matei Moshe has a beautiful expression. He says, "Va'ani k'shehayisi shoyev mayim mimayonei ha'yeshua." And I, when I was drawing water from the wellsprings of salvation. You hear Yehuda? So even more important than going to the shir, is when the shir is over, you follow your Rebbe. What did the Rebbe mean? What could I get the Rebbe? Does the Rebbe want a drink? Right? That's the even greater than Talmud Torah. It says, Kisha. That's what I was getting at, you know? Okay, good. Someone got the thing, you know? I'm sitting here looking at these donuts, you know? Someone passed the donuts, right? Kishayusi shoyev mayim. When I was drawing water, me mayinei ha'yeshua, from the wellsprings of salvation. What a beautiful language. He says, Mimakar Mayim Chaim, from the source of living waters, Hanoivim Mayim Shol Shloimeh, that emanated the waters of Shloimeh, who are Moiri Hagoin, Ra'isi Shekano Lai Shragos Ketana Shol Kesef. So he bought small flames of silver, Uvalel Sheini Hischa Lahadlikban, he began to light it on the second day, Ubirich Lahadlik, he would make Lahadlik, Shasanisim, and Shachianu. Normally when you buy a new item, you make the Shachianu upon the purchase. And that's the psak of the Rosh and the Torah. Nevertheless, he would arrange it with other brachos. As we see, we often do such a thing. Because the Gemara says, when do you make a shachianu on the sukkah? When you build the sukkah. But we don't do that. We arrange it together with the kiddush. Why? Because there's a concept that we like to arrange shachianu together with the seder habrachos. Likewise, the marshal would buy a new menorah, and he would arrange it together with lahadlik and sha'asanisim. Marv Rabbeisai, this is half of a fellow. What in the world was the marshal doing? He was making Shachianu on a new menorah after Lahadlik and after Sha'as Anisim. That would seem, number one, that would seem to be a hefsek. Imagine a guy, you know, he buys a new suit. And in the middle of Halakha, he's like, oh, I bought a new suit! Lahadlik ner, Shal Chanukah, Sha'as Anisim. And then he makes a Shachianu on his new suit. What would we call that? A hefsek. I would assume he would have to make the brachas again of Lahadlik and Sha'as Anisim. It's a hefsek. You don't make random Imagine a guy said, oh, I have an Asher Yotzer to make. Lahadlik ner, Shal Chanukah, Asher Sanisim, Lavisenu, Asher Yotzer, Sa'adam L'chachma. It's a hefsek. Oh, what are you doing? Right? So then, why would he buy a new menorah? I mean, the fact that he bought a new menorah is very nice. It's not relevant to the mitzvah of Hadlokas ner menorah. There's no mitzvah to buy a new menorah on Chanukah. There's no mitzvah to use a new menorah. It's even a pella that Achroinim ask. Some bring down, you should have a nice menorah on Chanukah. Mishnah Berurah brings down, you should try to have a nice menorah. Which is a pella, because hider mitzvah is on the item of the mitzvah. The menorah is not even the item of the mitzvah. The menorah is the item that houses. Maybe you should have nice neiros, a nice shemen. But the menorah is not the chefetz shel mitzvah.
But what if you get menorah the same day of lighting? The first day of Chanukah. Then you put the first day of Chanukah. So then, and you did not actually take your...
You could have in mind that the Shachianu goes on that, but it sounds like he would dafka wait to make the Shachianu on the second night. Why would he want to make a Shachianu dafka on the second night? Right? Here, that's what he's doing. He's making, that's what the Shari Tshuva says, that he would buy the new menorah every year and he would make the Shachianu on the second night.
What's he's not making two Shachianus. One
so he made one
night,
for the first night, right? And then another one the second night. Well, what's he doing? That's an odd practice.
And then I have sukkah on a sukkah. You do kiddush, and then you say, "Wait, should be sukkah."
Between the kiddush,
yeah.
So the leishiv is going on the kiddush also because in order to drink the yayin, you need to make the leishev, so it's connected. But a random shachiyono on a new... Imagine if you made a shachiyono on a new car, which, by the way, you don't make. What bracha do you make on a new car? If you buy it, you make a toiv ha-meitiv. Toiv ha-meitiv. Now, if you buy it, not if you lease it. Most people don't buy cars anymore, right? But if you buy a new car... Now, it depends if you trust your wife. If you trust your wife to drive the car, then two people are being nana from it, so you make a toiv ha-meitiv. If you don't, then you just make a shachiyono. Now, if you buy a new house, you don't. Because we buy a new house, you're going into debt for 25 years. So it's not a... You don't make a teva mitzvah on a new house, only on a car. Taka, some people, they buy a car, they also go and then speak to your local therapist. And okay, so the Gemara says like this. So Shaz, what's pshat in the Marshal? Yeah? Why would the Marshal make a shachianu on the second night? So listen to this. We're going to say a prima gadim. And then we have... right, you're from a Sephardic descent? Good. So we're going to have a big debate now between the Ashkenazim and Sephardim. A beautiful Lashitase. Okay? It's unbelievable. Okay, the Gemara asks like this. The Gemara on Shabbos, Chav Gimel Amar Alf. Actually, at our Hanukkah suit last night, we had with my wife's side of the family, the Lakewood side of the family. So the Bachrim said over Torah from Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz on this Gemara. Okay, we'll keep it simple. Amar Abchia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Hamadlik Ner Hanukkah Tzarech Levarech. When you light the menorah, you have to make a bracha. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Haroya ner shel Chanukah tzarech levarech. One who sees the ner Chanukah has to make a bracha. So you have two statements. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rav Chia Bar Ashi, it says the name of Rav, if you light, you make a bracha. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, if you see, you make a bracha. Amar Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishayin, Haroya mevarech beiz. On the first day, one who sees makes two brachas. Umadlik mevarech gimel, and one who lights makes three brachas. Mikan ve'elach, from here on in, madlik mevarach shtayim, when you light, you make two, v'royim mevarach achz, when you see, you make one. Ooh. So on the first night, if you light, you make three, and if you see, you make two, and on the second night and on, if you light, you light two, and if you see, you light one. So what's the missing bracha that you don't do after night one? So Gemara says, my mamayit, why are you mamayit? So what do you think it is? Shachianu. Mamayit zman. Gemara says, really? V'nimat neis. Why don't we say Shasan? Why don't we not say Shasan Nisan? The miracle is done already. No, kol yom e'isa, every day there's a new miracle. Okay. So says it prima gadim. Says it prima gadim. Wait a second. What in the world does the Gemara's have me know? Oh, what bracha don't you say after night one? Good morning, America. What do you think it is? What you know, like, what was the shayla? What's the havamin over here? Apparently the Gemara has a Havamina that you could continue to make a Shachianu a night too. So why would that be?
A separate miracle. Each night's a separate miracle.
Why would that be? Now, it almost sounds like you can make a Shachianu a night too, but Lav Dafka night three. But night two, maybe, yeah. The Gemara has a Havamina to such a thing. Why? So there's an interesting Kasha. I don't know if you ever heard. Did you ever hear the Beis Yosef's Kasha? Beis Yosef has a Kasha, right? That... Nuzemi, what's the Beis Yosef's Kasha?
Chanukah 8 days, it should be 7 days.
Why is Chanukah 8 days? It should be 7 days. Taka, you know, I was thinking, there are so many answers. Actually, now we said there are 500 answers. So Taka, Chanukah should be the whole year. The whole, right? Because we have 500 reasons to have an 8th day. So Chanukah could be the whole... But that means they're all wrong except for one, right? Okay, but Bidas made that's the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Chanukah should be 7 days because the miracle is only 7 days. So Beis Yosef gives answers that what? Either they split it up into eight, so every night was a miracle, or even the first night when they poured it into the menorah, there was still oil left in the jug, or even the first night, the oil didn't burn down. The Beis Yosef learns that the miracle of the first day was a miracle of the shemen, the miracle of the oil. But the Pri Chadosh has a different answer to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. What's the Pri Chadosh's famous answer? The first day, very good, Arlev. The first day, the miracle was the military victory. So, right, Chanukah Fei, they rested from the military victory. That was also miraculous. It was 13 Yidden. I once heard from Rabbi Tzion Salomon that the whole Jewish army was 13 people. Rashi and Vizoy Sabracha on the Pasuk, Barech Hashem Cheloi. Upayal Yadav Tirseh says there are only 13 Chashmonam. So 13 people against the whole Greek army. So that was also a miracle. So the first day was a military victory. So he says, so I saw, quoted from the Sefer Chukei Ritzaynecha, and Mamish Goynes. Ashkenazim say like this, Al Anisim, V'al HaPorkan, V'al Gvurais, V'al HaTshuais, V'yala milchamois. Shasis azena. Svardim say, Svardim do not say
milchamois.
Svardim don't say milchamois. Ashkenazim, we like the milchama. The Svardim, they're more peaceful. They don't say milchamois. Why? What's machlokes? The machlokes is prichadosh and the Beis Yosef. The Svardim hold like the Beis Yosef. According to Beis Yosef, the miracle of Hanukkah is only the miracle of the oil. Therefore, they don't say milchamos. Ashkenazim, we go like the Prichadosh, who is an Ashkenazi, Reb Chizkiel Di Silva. He holds that the first day of Hanukkah is not for the oil, it's for the milchamos. So therefore, in our text, we say milchamos. That's the machlokes, whether we say milchamos, Ashkenazim, Svardim, is l'shita seinu, whether you go like the Beis Yosef or you go like the Prichadosh. I guess not, right? Okay, so be it as it may, it would come out then, at least according to the Ashkenazim, what's the first day of Hanukkah? The miracle of the military victory. What's the second day of Hanukkah? A new miracle, the miracle of the oil. And that's maybe why the Gemara has a Havamina, that the second day of Hanukkah, you should make a Shechianu. The Marshal loved Hanukkah so much that he was choishesh for the Havamina of the Gemara. And therefore, he wanted to make a Shachianu on the second night of Hanukkah, because second night is like almost a new Yom Tov. The first night is a military victory, and the second night is a miracle of the oil. So therefore, the Marshal, in deference to the Havamina of the Gemara, in deference to the Prichadosh, the Marshal was noyeg to buy a new menorah every year and make a Shachianu. It's a random Shachianu. It's not a random Shachianu. Because of the same way, the second night of Rosh Hashanah, really, we make a Shachianu on what? On the Yom Tif. But just in case it's a Yom Arich that we take a new fruit, so too the Marshal Shechianu on the second night of Hanukkah was going on Hanukkah. But just in case, we're not supposed to. Now the thing here is it's more than just in case, because it's only a Havamina of the Gemara. But the Maskana of the Gemara is you don't make Shechianu on the second night of Hanukkah. But still, in deference to that Havamina, he would buy a new menorah. Have in mind that the Shechianu is going on the Yom Tif and the new menorah as well.
Why not make the bracha all the way at the end?
You mean after he's done? So I guess the pshat is that really he should have done it when he bought it. The only reason he's not doing it when he bought it is he wanted to be mesader it with the other brachas. Because there's a svara in general to be mesader shachianos with other brachas. So could be that if you don't put it there, it's not considered being mesader it with the other brachas.
You're saying the order of the brachas.
In like Havdalah. Why are we smelling besamim during Havdalah? It's not... It's like your Masadir brachas together, like brachas HaShachar.
When are you supposed to do it? I mean,
when you buy it. Really, you're supposed to make the Shechianu when you buy the...
Whenever you...
Matzah Shabbos. It's not really a chit. You make Havdalah al HaKos. Why do you... You don't have to do Besamim al HaKos. No, there's an Indian, since you're making brachas, be Masadir everything al HaKos. So here, there's a concept, you're Masadir brachas. For example... Technically speaking, when you wake up in the morning, when you get dressed, you say Malba Sharuma. When you put on your shoes, you say Asher Shasali Kol Tzarki, right? When you stretch out, you say Ma'ater Asurim. When you stand up, you say Zekivum. We don't do any of it. We're Mesaderit with the Brachas HaShachar. There's a concept in Brachas. You Mesader the Brachas together. So bottom line is this a good, should we be noyeg this practice of buying a silver menorah every year? What? So... So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, or let's say you happen to be a bar mitzvah boy and you receive a gift, a menorah, on the second night of Hanukkah. Should you incorporate it into the Seder HaBrachos, you know, like the Marshal? Not saying you have to buy a menorah, but what if you happen to have, you receive a menorah on the second night of Hanukkah? So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, by the way, this pshat in the Marshal, this pshat is the pshat of the Prima Gadim.
Why did you first night... leave his old menorah and the second?
Because the first night he doesn't need an excuse to make a Shechianu. You make a Shechianu even without a new menorah because it's the first night of Yom Tov.
So he lead first night old menorah?
Old menorah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Then.
Yeah. The pshat that we said in the Marshal is the pshat of the Prima Gadim. He says like this. He says, Marshal kana menorah kesef uvalel sheni hidlik ba umavarech shalish bracha Shechianu gam kein. Vihine begamara memaid zman, the loy toimer, not, you don't say, bechafe nes nitzachon, bechafav nes shaman. the Gemara says you don't make a Shachianu. Why would you think you do? Because you would think the 25th is a military victory and the 26th is the miracle of the oil. Im ken yesh beis Shachianus. Umikamakam anan kaimalon de inmavar Shachianu belal beis. Rak marshal osa ken lechibuv mitzvah. The marshal loved mitzvahs, the Sidron, and he arranged it. Gimel brachais, three brachas, anerois, belal beis, the Shachianu, akelim chadashim. However, the Prima Gadim says, "Mikamakam tzarch iim im yesh lanu lasis kain." It's a tzarch iim if we should do this. Delay mechsi ki yuhara. So it doesn't look like gaiva. This is a very, it's like in a very saintly, pious practice. So we're not, it's not lafim madro gesenu. So the Prima Gadim sort of questions whether we should do such a thing. He says it could be, it would be gaiva for us. I, the marshal, v'shani adoinenu rashal. The marshal was different. Marshal is different. And so halacha l'maisa, he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, Mishakana ikibel b'matana menoras kesef chadasha v'loy bir shachiyanu b'shah shigil yadoi. Have in mind when you make a shachiyanu on the first night. So you say, maybe then I should wait till the second night. No, don't do that. And on the bottom he says, v'inoigen k'mo shehivi haber hetev. In the name of the Marshal, to wait till the second night, we don't do this. In other words, this was the Marshal's personal practice. By the way, I once saw in the Sefer Chasidus, they say that a school of for Parnassus is to learn the Havamina of the Gemara. Why? Because they say the whole world, this whole world, is the Havamina. It's Hashem's thought. Hashem thought to create the world. Hu Amar Vayeh. So Hashem is Mefarnesas on the Bechina of a Havamina. The whole existence is a Havamina. So they're into... Okay, I'll just end off with this. There's another lamdas here, but we'll save it for a different time. I want to share it with you just one particular miracle that once happened to the Marshal, that he writes in the beginning of his Sefer as a Hakdama, that he himself experienced the Chanukah miracle in his own study. In the Hakdama, the Yam Shel Shlomo, if you look at number 13, you know, we'll preface this with the famous question of the Chiddush Harim, that what's the big deal that we celebrate the oil that lasts very nice? By tzaddikim, these miracles happen all the time, like Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa. His daughter said, "Oy vay, I lit with vinegar." So he said, "Well, so what? What's the chiluk? Oil burning itself is a miracle. So whoever says oil should burn will say vinegar should burn. So if that's the case, we don't have a Yom Tov to commemorate Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa's vinegar burning. So why do we have a Yom Tov to commemorate the burning of oil?" So he says, for tzaddikim taka, it's not a miracle. The fact that it burnt for all of Klal Yisrael, that's a big miracle. Anyway, the Yam Shel Shlomo writes, Pam echad ba liyadi al yidei ner mitzvah v'tayra ar. Ke'ilu heruni min ha-shamayim, v'nasan li harmuna, v'ametz koyach, memelachtis harakia, u'pischulei sharei oira, loymer asoik v'tayra doin v'asar v'heter v'hoira. The Marshal is saying that what gave him encouragement to write his Sefer is basically, he alludes to the fact that his oil lasted long. Ke'ilu Hashem was telling him, you know, attaboy, keep it up. We don't really have much more details, but the Svarim bring down, the Kava Yosher brings down. He quotes the words of the Marshal, and he says, well, let me tell you the true story. He says on the fourth line, number 14, by the way, the Chidah brings this down as well, V'shamati mipi moiri al pi kabbalah, she'inin hukach. Kishahaya Rav Shlomo Luria Zechon Bracha Loimed. When he was learning V'chiber Asfaram Yam Shel Shlomo, Eira Loi, it happened, Shahaya Loi Rak Ner Katan. He had a little candle. The Doilek Lefano that was burning before him, Vayizman Korev Likavis, was about to go out, Vayadoilek Kama Shois, Yoisim Mishos V'arba Nero Shlomim, and three or four candles burnt more than many, many hours. And this is what their Talmidim testify about him. He says, "Vizehi idu alav tamidoi v'nechtoi v'zal l'shonim bala neis hikar b'neiroi v'nisai v'zeh ira la'agoyin ha'ezgal neis mamish k'neis shel shemen ha'kodesh shabitzloichas ha'kedushah shabibes ha'mikdosh z'chusoi yamoy lanu ashrei loy v'ashrei yoyladatoi." So the Marshal, one of the all-time great achroinim, he himself experienced such a miracle. We see he had a special chavivos for the Yom Tov of Chanukah, as he bought a silver menorah every year on night two. And one of the explanations is there is such a svara that the second night begins sort of a new phase of Chanukah, and that's when we begin to experience the miracle of the oil. Okay, Rabbi Zayt, we'll hold it over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.